Since you're listening to this show, I think it's safe to say you love listening to podcasts, right? Well, you'll find a ton of binge-worthy podcasts on Amazon Music. Amazon Music has millions of free podcast episodes to listen to, plus music stations and playlists. If you want your music on demand and ad-free, you have to try Amazon Music Unlimited, where you can listen to any song, anywhere, offline with unlimited skips. For a limited time, new customers can try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. Just go to amazon.com/try today. That's amazon.com/try today to try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. amazon.com/try today. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Guys say he knows a lot of nurses. They talk. Either your wiener's big, regular, small, or deformed.
So that, they'll remark that, on that.
That's yes.
Not just the average.
And Richard wanted to know, why don't they talk about the regular size ones?
Unremarkable.
Hey, come on in and check this out. It's regular size.
It's scarless.
It's regular size wieners in here. That stuck to the tape, didn't
it? Yeah, it did.
You got the story, Craig, about the guy walking on the flight, opening the door and going on the wing in O'Hare?
It's in here somewhere. Yeah. But before we mention that.
That's fine.
I neglected to mention earlier today, although it doesn't really matter because at any point you can start participating in this that you choose. Today is National No Pants Day.
All right.
Well, now I feel like an ass.
Yeah. Please join me
in removing your pants, Craig. You doing some baseball this weekend, right?
That's right.
Mother's
Last
Day.
Night and Mother's Day.
I'll be there Mother's Day. Nice. Make sure you tell me to take my pants off.
Are the airlines cool
with
that?
Just be waiting. Your hands are right in your waistband. Like, come on.
I celebrated yesterday.
Yeah. And Tyler's hands are generally near his waistband anyway.
Damn right.
It is out of Chicago. Yeah. A California man accused of opening an emergency exit of a plane on the runway at O'Hare and sliding down the wing.
Yeah,
which I don't really get.
I don't get that part either, but it was taxiing, and they'd landed, so at least the people in the plane got to be where they're at.
He was in a hurry to get to his ride.
The guy is now charged with reckless conduct. Police say the plane was approaching a gate early when the guy used the emergency exit to walk onto the wing. He slid down the wing and onto the airfield before officers arrested him.
I guess he just slid off of it. And the flaps are down, too. He probably slid down one of the flaps. He still had to fall a pretty good distance.
Yeah. That's a good jump.
Yeah.
I think he's a go-getter. Yeah.
Do you think he was not a frequent flyer or maybe his first flight? Yeah. You think, while we're here, I'm
that's
getting out.
That's how we do it. Yeah. Cool.
Well, the edible finally caught up to him.
Or he had to get to his car. He'd pay another 24 hours.
Right, right.
It was in the garage. Yeah.
But at least it was the people that were, at least they landed already. Otherwise, they're back at the gate, checking the plane, you know.
Yeah. On a Virgin Atlantic flight from London to New York City.
I have not been on any plane where, I was on a flight in Cincinnati taxiing out. And we weren't taking off, and the weather was nice, and like, what's going on? And the aisle donkey up front goes to me, a guy back there won't put a seatbelt on. I said, And he goes, he won't. I said, what's going to happen? He goes, well, they're coming to get him. And all of a sudden, like, two cop cars pull up to the plane. These cops walk on, take him off. That was the only – and he wasn't – raising hell. He just wouldn't put his seatbelt on.
Didn't delay you much?
Very weird.
Not much. Now, this was before 9/11. So I bet you after 9/11, they might have pulled us back in and did a bunch of crap. Who knows?
That's just dumb.
I know.
I'm not going to wear my seatbelt.
He didn't raise any hell when he got off. They went, sir, you got to get out. He goes, he's walked off.
He must have really not wanted to go wherever you were flying to.
That's what I'm thinking. But
sorry, I couldn't make it to the thing. I pulled off the plane.
Had to wear a seatbelt.
Yeah. I was flying from Cincinnati back to Omaha, too, and I'm thinking, well, the guy was coming here because nobody changes planes here. So I'm thinking, I remember we were on the air the next day. I think, who was that guy? You dumbass. Now you had a call from Omaha and from Cincinnati. Yeah, I didn't make the flight. Well, I was on it, but I didn't put my seatbelt on.
Some guy's going to miss his nephew's graduation. Right. Hey, man. Would have loved to be there.
I just think,
you didn't tell me I have to wear a seatbelt. Yeah, the guy obviously it was just dumb.
It was just dumb.
Yeah, that is. That's odd. Passengers on a Virgin Atlantic flight from London to New York City had to return to Heathrow because a pilot had not finished their final flying test.
Now, they did this story last night, and of course, the nightly news, they teased, like, we'll tell you why they had to fly back. Was probably one of the pilots. I'm thinking, okay, they found out he was a terrorist. He was hammered. I'm thinking something. They come back. It was a clerical error. He didn't finish the last page of his test or something like that. Now, he wasn't like me being on that flight.
Right.
He had done everything except for took the final exam.
He was one page away.
Yeah,
the first officer had not completed the final assessment flight. Yeah. Which Virgin Atlantic requires for its own rules, though all the pilots and airlines did not break any UK aviation and safety regulations. That was fine in general. It just wasn't fine for that particular airline.
Right, right.
And so they got to Ireland, turned around.
I think the fact that he could get it up in the air and landed in Ireland then go back.
Yeah. But he wasn't even he was a co-pilot.
Oh.
So there was a real pilot.
Yeah, they were fine.
And by the way, first officer, whatever that is.
They were both real pilots, just the guy he didn't sign the paperwork.
He didn't have the proper paperwork. Right.
And in worst case scenario, they've got the inflatable auto.
Right.
I mean, that's always there.
Right, right. And it wasn't like us on the plane. Why are you here? I don't know. I don't know how to fly this thing.
Yeah. What are all these knobs?
It's the seat they gave me. They gave me the uniform and the seat.
Yeah. Did they bring drinks to the cockpit?
No. No.
That's what I'd be asking for the co-pilot. If I'm not really flying.
I think when you ask that, they
know. At the destination. Yeah. You know, like they do.
They might bring
off a cruise ship.
Right. But I guess they're flying overseas. They figured we better turn around.
A beverage.
Call for Richard.
Poor guy. Ruined his life.
Got a call for Richard?
Yeah.
What?
All right.
Uh-oh. What?
9.5-toed Luke.
Hey, Luke.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Real quick, Craig, it's Military Spouse Appreciation Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've appreciated some military spouses back in my day a couple times.
Congratulations. Were any of them yours?
Best time to go to the club was when some of those other units was deployed and their wives were in the bars just cutting up. So,
and by units.
Yeah, you did that, didn't you?
Absolutely.
You were a Jody. Go ahead, talk to Richard.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Tyler.
No, you were a Jody, right? Know what they call them?
I won't say all that. It wasn't like I actively pursued them, but if they were going to be in the bars throwing it out, you know, you really can't say no, right?
They were actively pursuing you.
Yeah, you shouldn't say no. It's only the right thing to do.
Just saying, hey, it meat up. Market. Y'all know how it was.
It's only right now.
I do.
So, Mr. Reese, just to make sure in case something happens, me and you aren't Wiener brothers, are we?
Wiener brothers.
You haven't been banging Nick's mom, have you?
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I see.
You know what's weird about that? Richard knows his mom pretty well.
Yeah. That's
what I actually see her at the bookstore.
She's been around her a lot longer. He's been around her a lot longer than I have. And I just want to make sure, I haven't ran into him or seen him or anything. So I had to ask him. It's not going to be a Maury thing, is it, Rich?
Just say no.
I'm going to have to say no to that.
Okay. I should have seen that.
No problem.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, buddy.
I just wanted to make sure. Right. Nick, you have a good weekend.
Yeah, perfect. You too.
I thought Wiener Brother was where you cut it and then rub it. Like with somebody else's, like blood brothers.
Yeah.
When I heard Wiener brother, I'm like,
no, you've just been.
I thought it was Wiener cousin.
Don't cut it.
He missed. That's the wrong term.
It's Wiener cousin.
Wiener cousin.
Yeah, you're right.
So he missed.
Wiener brother is what you described.
Apparently, it is. I don't know. I've never done that.
Wiener cousin.
That's the worst place to cut.
I know.
Oh, Luke. Always talking about everybody's mom.
Yeah, he is. Well, mainly.
Yeah, specifically.
I think that's why Austin stopped coming up here. Somebody was calling about his mom.
Oh, yeah. He would make faces. Hardcore ones. Like,
He couldn't take it the same.
No.
New fear rising that overturning Roe v. Wade could limit access to birth control. At least one health company has seen a 300% spike in requests for emergency contraception since Monday.
That's unbelievable. These guys don't. These men don't care. They don't care.
No, we got an
patients
email
are
from,
asking just not, to have
not,
them.
It's not just about abortion. It's about women's health care.
Patients are asking to have the morning after pill just on hand, just in case. Overnight shipping now offered.
Yep.
From these places. It makes sense.
I'm surprised it wasn't before.
They're going to try to stop that now, too.
Oh, yeah.
No exceptions.
Which they're not going to.
Kelly says, hey, I wanted to thank you guys for talking about the Supreme Court draft of overturning Roe v. Wade.
Well, we have wives and daughters and sisters, and I'm for the women here.
We desperately need men to talk about this and act against any bans on our bodies. Proud of you guys. I follow a ton of liberal guys on social media and only see a few that have spoken out. I've seen more.
Oh, yeah. I know she's probably on Twitter then. Just to follow anybody that's got a brain.
Makes me angry that some men don't see this as a problem that affects men and women. Well, it does.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's and how sneaky it was done, too, man.
Slippery slope.
I know.
In Miami, they've got the Formula One race this weekend. Now, what they are, I didn't realize that this is such a big deal.
Oh, yeah,
300,000 people are going to show up. It's going to bring in more money than a Super Bowl.
They're racing. It's a Grand Prix, right? Through the city like they're doing it in Vegas in a couple of years. I've seen the Miami one before on TV. It's pretty cool.
Have they done that there before?
Yep.
Is it around the Dolphins Stadium or something? They said it was at Hard Rock Stadium, which is where the Dolphins
play. Doesn't go in a circle. It goes through the city, too.
Do they open up the stadium somehow and run it through, or?
Oh, I don't know.
I was confused by that when they said it.
I think at one point they were trying to, but that didn't quite work out, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I saw part of that.
Yeah, I was just really confused when they said it was at Hard Rock Stadium. I'm like, what?
Well, you would probably, there's stands in there already, so you'd see the cars. Because when a Grand Prix, you're just seeing a car go by, and then
Well, that's a good $300.
Right. You watch a Formula One car go 100 yards, just wheel.
Yeah.
Was that it?
It's a really cool city, so that'd be a great way to place to see it, you know.
It is around the stadium.
When's the Vegas one?
3.36-mile, 19-turn circuit. That kind of goes around the stadium. Okay.
It's the party right there. Everybody's standing alongside at bars and restaurants. That's a party.
So they just turn the stands around so you can see out of the building.
Exactly.
I guess so. Yeah. The average ticket, just under $2,200. More than three times the price at last year's Grand Prix in Austin. Some hotels are charging upwards of $100,000 a night for their best suites.
Well, that's an expensive sport. People are into that, into that, have money.
Yeah, they say this is going to be the biggest week in Miami history.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
One restaurant sold out. It's $3,000 per head dinner in South Beach.
I was going to say.
They say they've never seen demand like this.
It's like, you still can't get your side of ranch.
You're just going to see some cars go by. Like NASCAR.
Right. But even
if you're on a corner or something, you get to at least see them slow down.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, that's true.
But I'd imagine this is a status thing, too.
Sure.
I was there.
Yep. Kentucky Derby.
But you're going to be able to be places on that route where you're not at a restaurant or a bar. You can just probably, that wouldn't cost you anything.
Richard. Most of the people in the infield can't even see the racetrack.
I just fly a drone in there, man.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be a problem.
Okay, I'm getting clarification from Luke. He meant Wiener Brothers. With an A-S, not an E-R-S.
Oh, the black thing.
Right.
Okay, got it. All right.
That makes sense. I got it, Luke. Thank you. Wiener Brothers.
Richard thought you cut your wieners and put the blood together. Jesus.
You made it weird.
When I hear Wiener Brothers, that's the first thing I thought about.
He's got to use the proper term.
It's Wiener Cousins.
That goes for all races.
Right.
The director's cut of Stand By Me.
but when Richard thinks of wiener, he thinks of blood.
Yeah.
Wiener Brothers, same thing.
Like the Blood Brother.
Like brothers for life.
Yeah.
I'm also being told that the kids now are calling it Tunnel Buddies. That's the new term.
What buddies?
Tunnel Buddies.
Tunnel Buddies?
Wow. I like Wiener Cousins better.
Yeah.
Kids need to diversify a little bit.
Right. Tunnel Buddies sounds like it's on after Paw Patrol.
There's also two tunnels there, right? Which True. Tunnel?
I guess it doesn't matter, yeah. does it?
No, it doesn't really. Well, it does. You're not really a buddy unless you both are in the same tunnel.
It might to her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
If you stick to your own tunnel, you're not a buddy with
yeah.
her. You're not.
You might think you're tunnel buddies. Yeah, we were in two different tunnels.
Right.
Very close to it.
Yeah. The kid. I thought it was like the kids are calling it like that. Like,
yeah. And that's what the guy told me on the
okay,
phone.
Okay.
The
yeah.
kids are
okay.
Talking to his younger nephew, okay. and now I don't know how that came up. Okay. But tunnel buddies.
Oh, God.
I'm He's afraid, got the nephew a, updating him on the slang.
I'm afraid to bring yeah. that up.
Every once in a while, we need right. a slang update.
Yeah, if only you had a 17-year-old you could ask right. about that, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm afraid to. You know, I did last night. So I have the movie The Wrestler on, which I love.
Great movie.
It's just on one of the movie channels, so I stop on it. And I forgot about this scene where Mickey Rourke's character, you know, he's the wrestler. Marissa Tomei kind of blows him off. Doesn't want to go out with him. So he's out, and some chick wants to hit on him. He goes, hey, you want a party? You want to party? So they start doing a bunch of coke. And the very next scene, he's railing her over a sink in a bathroom at a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Hardcore. It goes on forever. So I'm watching it, and my wife's back doing something. My son comes up. He's going to go hit some baseball somewhere, and he's in the kitchen. And I look over. I go, hey, Ryder, check this out. I just go, check this out. And I point to it. I point to it, and Mickey Rourke just railed this girl. And her boob. It's some hardcore. See, I forgot how hardcore it was. And it goes on forever and ever. I'm thinking, okay, hey, look at this. But he goes, oh, jeez. You know?
Thanks, Dad.
See, it would have been funnier if he just drops the baseball bat. I was like, well, that can wait.
But I told him.
Pop on the couch.
It went on for so long, and he was in the kitchen for a while. I told him, I said, hey, this is an actual movie here. That ain't sitting out there watching porn. It's a brutal. It's
as far as you know.
Scene, yeah. As far as you know.
I know, Dad, you only watch porn on your phone.
You don't want him to get a false sense of yeah. what it's like to bang a chick in a bathroom at a bar.
It was great. The scene.
Yeah, lucky for him, that didn't happen on No Pants Day.
And since the WNBA season starts today, you can start your Fantasy Women's Basketball League. ESPN, go there and get your Fantasy Women's Basketball.
All right.
No dunks still.
Somebody plays that. Somebody probably plays that and just picks out hot ones. These are my fantasy girls.
Oh, yeah, they're dunking now. Yeah. They're dunking now.
Every now and again. Yeah, you get a few.
Yeah.
I want to see a girl dunk in another girl's face, though.
Yeah. yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
Yeah. And you cut your wiener open and with your buddy, you'd be all into it. Yeah.
It's my wiener uncle.
Oh. 23 weapons and one carry-on bag is what TSA found at an airport in Virginia. Guy had to be cited. He was trying to take a bunch of knives and scalpels onto the plane.
Man, scalpels?
Yeah.
That can cut. Hell, they did box cutters during 9/11.
What, yep. what comedian was he flying to see?
That's right. Do not attack comedians. Richard and Nick will both be on stage this weekend. If you don't like what they're saying, just move on.
Join the crowd.
Right.
No, fight me.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You nod silently to the person sitting next to you.
Are you ready to fight?
Don't hold off because it's me, man. Bring it on. Let's do it.
I don't know.
You just want to go viral,
okay.
don't you? You want to go viral as a whole company.
I need something, man. I'm 40. I got to have something happen right now.
You could probably check 23 weapons, though, couldn't you?
Underneath the plane.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
You might get a little note in your bag from TSA, like, hey, we took a look at that.
Right.
But I don't think they'd take it from you.
When's the last time you were yelled at on stage here, Richard?
Oh, man. It's been a long time.
Anybody really ever walk up, say, I'm going to come kick your ass?
I mean, they after the whole fiasco with Will Smith, I've had a couple people walk up and pretend to, but then, have me a drink or something, to goofy
not
or
funny.
Whatever.
No, that's not funny.
Kind of funny, but not funny. You know what I mean?
No. Especially if you blow them away right there. Oh, sorry.
Oh, they just brought a drink and I knock him out.
you take the bottom of the mic stand and crack his head open. Just giving you a drink, dude. All right. Go see Richard this weekend. He's the feature act with Jackie Cation at the Funny Bone. One show tonight and two shows tomorrow. And at Richard Tweese, right?
Yep.
For all your socials. Don't be strange. We'll be back soon, okay?
Most definitely. Thanks, all guys. Right. Good to see you.
Where you at, Nick?
Yeah, tonight I'll be at Sugar's Lounge in Council Bluffs and tomorrow in Silver Creek, Nebraska at Highway 30 Tavern.
Dr.
Mr.
Ian next
Skin
week.
Monday. Dr. Ian K. Smith on Monday.
On Monday, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Hey, remember it's Mother's Day on Sunday, you know?
Yeah, Luke.
Yep. Yeah, Luke. Remember it's Mother's Day, Nick.
Yeah.
Make sure you say hi to Luke and Richard while they're coming over there. No, Richard doesn't. Right. See you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.